News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ukrainian families in Yal are being moved to a number of different locations today and tomorrow. This has caused upset among the residents of the Cork town. They are being provided with temporary accommodation. It's also caused upset among the employers they work for in the area. Our reporter Josh Crosby travelled to Yal to hear how this is impacting on those affected.
We had to move from our country, leave everything we had. It wasn't our decision. And now it is the same. So we have to move all we had here for 3 years.
We settled in Yol and have lived in Yol for 3.5 years here. We love this place. This is a part of our life because we are together. And if we are separate, we will be weak. And start the life from the scratch will be extremely difficult for us. We will be lost again.
Just some of the Ukrainians living in Yal who've been informed they are being relocated today. Some are going to West Cork, others Kerry, Waterford and Louth. This has caused frustration for those who've built up connections here in Yal, such as schooling and employment, as East Cork councillor Eamon Horgan explains.
They're in every facet of the community. They're in the sports clubs, they're in the schools, they're working in every type of business in the town. I knew one lady where she was working in a school and she was so dedicated to her job that she started to learn Irish, you know, so that she would be offered further employment in the school, like, you know, so they're really after settling in Yal and the wider towns and villages.
And do we know what's going to happen now, the hotel? Is it returning to tourism use, do you know?
As far as we know, it's still undecided as to what's going to happen with the hotel. That is up for discussion between the owner of the hotel and the department.
The Department of Justice and Migration says that due to the scale involved, the only factors that can be considered when allocating follow-on accommodation are HSE-assessed medical needs, and it is not possible to take other issues such as employment or school places into account. Alexandrina and Marina both fled to Ireland in 2022 and believe this move will impact their integration.
I'm working in St. Mary Church and live in your office as a receptionist.
So you have been told you have to go to Waterford?
Yes, we received our letters which says us that we have to go to the Waterford.
Are you going to move? Are you going to go? Or do you hope that maybe a resolution or solution could be found?
We hope that something could change because everybody would be happy to stay here.
In Ireland, we have felt really a warm welcome.
So. And your daughter is 12?
Yes.
So she's going to school here in Yal?
Yeah. In Melkin, France. This year she completed primary school and go to the secondary school. And she very dreamed to go with her friends there. As for me, I finished 5 and 6 level in Cork College of Commerce and would like to continue my further education.
Hope is fading for those who want to remain in the area as their relocation is scheduled for today and tomorrow. Still, local Social Democrats councillor Eamon Horgan says the residents were also given a date to be moved earlier in the year and that this was changed.
Yeah, look, we'll always be open to some kind of a compromise. Going back a few months, you know, there was a drop-dead date as well for all residents to be moved out, and there was some kind of a postponement of the date. So, look, everything is possible here. We would call for some kind of a postponement this time, just in case there are any other families that are not willing to move and hoping to remain in the community, you know, and hoping to contribute again to the community. And I would push for them to stay here.
Yulia and Marina will go in different directions today, but they hope their resilience will help the uncertainty of relocating.
In a system, we are like numbers, not like people.
We start several times from the scratch and we would like to continue our integration that we start here. We really love this place and we would like to stay here and continue our integration in Ireland.
Okay, Josh Crosby even reporting from Yal.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.